Holy Spirit, mercy. Dear friends in Christ, in the first reading, St. Paul wants us this evening to pay close attention. He said, consider your own calling, brothers and sisters. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth. Rather, God chose the foolish of the world to shame the wise. And God chose the weak of the world to shame the strong. And God chose the lowly and despised of the world, those who count for nothing, to reduce to nothing those who are something, so that no human being might boast before God. It is due to him that you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, as well as righteousness, sanctification, and redemption, so that as it is written, whoever boasts should boast in the Lord. Whoever boasts should boast of what the Lord has done. My dear brothers and sisters, this evening God is calling us through St. Paul to reconsider so many things in our hearts and our minds. And so he says, consider your calling. Your calling into Christ. Our calling into Christ. Friends, it is not because we qualify. It's not because of our doing, so to speak, that we are in Christ. It's not because of any effort of ours. It is by the grace of God. We have been saved by grace through faith, we are told. It's by God's grace we have been saved. Not many of us were wise or strong. Can you imagine if salvation were to be because of strength? The criteria for salvation, those who are strong, those who are powerful, those who are wise, according to the world standards. How many of us would qualify? Thanks be to God. God loves us, John 3:16, for God so loved the world, he sent his only begotten son. Pay attention, the world didn't ask for the only begotten son. God gave Jesus out of his love, freely he gave us, we didn't ask. And so we are told in the first reading, it is due to him that you are in Christ Jesus. It is because of him, it is because of God. It is because of the effort of God that we are in Christ Jesus, so that no one can boast. And we are told that because we are in Christ Jesus, we are made righteous, we are sanctified, and we are redeemed. Friends, in Christ Jesus, because we are Christians, because we have accepted Jesus, and because we believe in Jesus, friends, we are made righteous, we are sanctified, we are redeemed. Take note of that. And that is why we are encouraged to boast in the Lord, to talk about God. We boast by our behavior, by our talking and all that. And so we are supposed to talk and behave in a way that it will glorify God. Whoever boasts should boast in the Lord. Whatever we do should lead to the Lord, should point to Jesus Christ. Do you realize that? And that is why the talents, the parable of the talents in the gospel, we are made to understand, is a short exhortation to remind us that whatever we have should bring glory and honor to God. And whatever we have, once it is a free gift, it is from God, we are supposed to use it to the glory of God. We are supposed to use that to benefit our brothers and sisters. Our gifts and talents should bring joy and peace to other people. Our gifts and talents should bring growth and development, not destruction. Our gifts and talents from God should be used for his kingdom should be used to bring joy and peace in the world. Our gifts and talents should be used to glorify God. Sometimes some of us use our intelligence against God. Think about it. Look at the nuclear weapons people are manufacturing. Look at the destructive things we are using our intelligence to do. We are working against God who gave us all these talents. But we are supposed to use them as worthy servants, good servants, faithful servants to glorify God. Friends, all that we have and all that we are free gifts from the Lord. St. Paul reminds us in 1 Corinthians 4:7, what is it that you have that you did not receive? When you were coming onto this earth, the things you have, did you carry them? When they gave birth to you, were you carrying all the things you have now? All that we have are free gifts, and we are supposed to use them to bring joy and peace to people. Friends, all that we have, the gifts we have, your spouse is a gift. Your car is a gift. Your money is a gift. Your mouth, our whole being, the body parts, our eyes, our ears are all gifts. We are supposed to use all these parts to glorify God. Our mouths should be used to praise God and talk about God and boast in the Lord. We should use words, our mouths should be used to encourage and bless people. Our mouths should be used to sing gospel songs, songs that will glorify God, songs that will draw people closer to God. Our words should encourage and build, not destroy. Friends, we should use our voices to glorify God. That is what it means to be good and faithful servants. We'll come back to it. But before then even, let us come back to the first reading again. And so St. Paul tells us the benefits of what we have and who we are in Christ Jesus. He says, in Christ Jesus, you and I have been made righteous. We have been sanctified. We have been redeemed. Take note of that. In Christ Jesus, the scriptures are very clear that our righteousness without Christ, friends, whatever we do without Christ cannot meet any standard of God. Our righteousness are like filthy rags, we are told in Isaiah. What we think we have done out of our own strength, friends, is ugly before the Lord. Our righteousness as Christians is from Christ. Our sanctification, our holiness, our redemption is from Christ. It is in Christ Jesus we are declared righteous by our faith in him, just as our father Abraham was declared righteous because of his faith in Christ, in God, so to speak. God declares us righteous. Read Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5. Now that we have been put right with God through faith. Now that we have been put right, not that we have put ourselves, God has put us right with God. Through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So it is a contradiction for the Christian not to have peace. We have been put right with God. And by virtue of that union, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Christians are supposed to be the most peaceful people on earth. After all, the Prince of Peace is our Lord. Jesus is the Prince of Peace, and he is our God. And he says, peace have I given you. Friends, we are supposed to enjoy peace and unspeakable. Friends, that is our portion. Verse 2 of Romans 5 says, he has brought us by faith into this experience of God's grace in which we now live. And so we boast of the hope we have of sharing God's glory. We boast of the hope we have of sharing God's glory. You see that? So we should boast in the Lord. Boast in the Lord in terms of talking about the Lord. Talk about the things God has done. Boast about what God has given you. In that case, you are praising God and glorifying and evangelizing, so to speak. We also boast of our troubles, verse 3. We also boast of our troubles because we know that trouble produces endurance. Last week I mentioned it. St. Paul says we boast of our troubles. Our troubles. It means as Christians, you remember I made a point that every Christian, by virtue of our following Christ, we will have trouble. Because Jesus makes it clear in John 16:33 that as we live in this world as his disciples, because we will stand for him, because we will try to live for him, so to speak, people will persecute us. And that should not surprise us. So troubles in this life are part of the Christian life. But the joy and the paradox is that these troubles bring us peace. In these troubles, we have peace and joy. That is the paradox. Take note of that. That is the irony of the whole thing. Friends, we are called into trouble because we know that the trouble we even have will produce endurance. Friends, as Christians, by virtue of our calling, last week I made that very clear. 2 Timothy 3:12 and John 16:33. Jesus didn't hide it from us. So, and St. Paul is confirming that in Romans 5. We also boast of our troubles. We are supposed to boast of our troubles. Many Christians, I attempt that modern Christians, many of us are afraid of trouble. We don't want to awake the sleeping dogs. We are afraid. But friends, by virtue of the fact that we are Christian, we are supposed to speak out. We are supposed to boast of our troubles, stand for the truth. Friends, this hope does not disappoint us, we are told. For God has poured out his love into our hearts by means of the Holy Spirit. God has poured into every believer, into our hearts, the Holy Spirit, who is God's gift to us. Friends, and if the Holy Spirit is alive in us, if the Holy Spirit is living in us, friends, he will lead us to say things we are not supposed to say in quotation marks. He will lead us to do things that we are not supposed to do in quotation marks. In the eyes of the world, things we are not supposed to say and things we are not supposed to do. When the Holy Spirit is alive in us, he will lead us to do and to say these things. And that is what it means to be foolish in the eyes of the world. To be foolish in the eyes of the world. To be weak in the eyes of the world. When you are a fool for Christ, in the eyes of the Lord, you will talk about things that so-called wise people are afraid to talk about. You will not tolerate the nonsense that is happening around us. Yes, in your office, in your home, you will stand for the truth. You will stand for Jesus. You will be a fool in the eyes of the world. But that is wisdom for Christ, or wisdom in Christ. Friends, in Christ Jesus, we are saved. We are protected, we are blessed, we are righteous, we are holy, we are redeemed, we have life. Friends, we have life in Christ Jesus, true life. And so we are called to boast about this true life, to talk about what Jesus has done. And let us remember that all that we have and all that we are free gifts from the Lord. James 1:17, 1 Corinthians 4:7. Friends, what is it that you have that you do not receive? All these are supposed to help us talk about Jesus and boast about him. Talking about Jesus, testifying about his goodness, that is boasting in the Lord. And in doing so, people will come to know the Lord because we are talking about him. And that is what it means to have the Lord God as our God. And that is what it means to be blessed. So our intelligence, our lives, our energies, our possessions, our wealth, all these should bring joy and peace to people. All these should bring peace and joy to people. That is what it means to love one another as Jesus has loved us. We pray in this Mass, this evening, that God will help us to truly be foolish for him in the eyes of the world. That God will remind us, that we will be reminded always about the fact that the Holy Spirit in us will lead us into things we are not comfortable of. Think of what happened to the apostles. Friends, if the Holy Spirit is alive in us, St. Paul makes it very clear, we have to boast of our troubles. Troubles will come, but let us not be afraid. Let us not be scared. The one who has called us in Jesus Christ will protect us. Remember, we are in Christ. In him, we live and move and have our being. Nothing can touch us. Nothing can hurt us as long as we are in Christ Jesus. And so take note of that. In Jesus Christ, we are supposed to boast. It is due to him that you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, as well as righteousness, holiness, and redemption. Our righteousness is in Christ Jesus. And so we must be reminded and be conscious of this fact. And finally, in Jeremiah 9:23, Jeremiah reminds us that if we want to boast, we should boast about the fact that we know Jesus, about the fact that we know the Lord, so to speak. Jeremiah 9, verse 23. The Lord says, wise men should not boast of their wisdom. Strong men should not boast of their strength. Rich men should not boast of their wealth. If anyone wants to boast, he should boast that he or she knows and understands me, that is God, because my love is constant and I do what is just and right. These are the things that please me. I, the Lord, have spoken. God says we should boast about him. That is what St. Paul is referring to when he says, whoever wants to boast should boast in the Lord, should boast about what the Lord has done. In other words, we acknowledge that all that we have and all that we do and all that is happening around us, the blessings we have, are from the Lord. And so we are encouraged to boast about that, to talk about that. In doing so, we are evangelizing. In doing so, we are presenting God to the world, Jesus to the world, as the God who is love, who is peace, and who cares about us. And let us remember that all that we have and all that we are gifts from the Lord. As we are told in the gospel, take note, all that we have and all that we are possessions entrusted to us. These are all gifts from the Lord, and we must use them for his glory. All that you have and all that I have, all that we have, comes from the Lord and belongs to the Lord. We belong to the Lord. Let us use our gifts to please God, to glorify God, and to praise him. We pray for these graces in this Mass. Let us rise and present some intentions to the Lord. Boast of what the Lord has done. Boasting in the Lord, boast of what the Lord has done. Talk about Jesus. Sing about Jesus. Whatever we do should be about Jesus. That is boasting about the Lord. And in doing so, we are evangelizing. We are glorifying God. We are drawing people's attention to Jesus, who will convict them and draw them to conversion and to himself. Let us rise and present some intentions to the Lord. God bless you.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.